This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Okay, mood check. How are you today?
Better.
Yeah.
Definitely better. I didn't sleep as well, but I think I'm only better because it's a Friday.
Okay, good. Do your, which is now becoming a daily thing, your fuck. I want to hear the
fuck.
It's still angry. Come on, make it a more cheerful one. It's Friday.
Ah, fuck.
Any plans for the weekend? What are you doing with yourself?
I just want to chill this weekend. This will be my first weekend ever not doing anything. Now, one of my mates did text me last Saturday and he was like, do you want to go out for drinks next Saturday? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he hasn't texted me since, so I'm kind of hoping he forgot. And I would love to just not meet up with him. I'd love to just relax and chill out and not drink and not do anything.
I really want to go to Kneecap tonight. I don't have a ticket.
Is it in Vicar Street?
Yeah. I'm hoping one comes through. But at the same time, if I don't get a ticket, I know it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I need to just do fuck all as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's going to get so busy for the next while. And that like all of end of November, December, it's going to be Christmas shit constantly.
Yeah.
So, you know. Now it's probably a good time to just say no.
Definitely would chill enough. If you can, but Kneecap would be class to see. And you never know what celebs are going to be there.
After Ed Sheeran was here the night.
After Ed Sheeran. And Louise Cantlin the night before.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
All right, catch up on today's show. Enjoy it and enjoy your weekend more importantly. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to November.
I was going to say, welcome to the very first of a brand new month.
I know, yeah. What's the crack?
Nothing much. What's going on?
I just want to start by saying 2 years ago, all our routines changed, myself, Dave and Ashley, and we started this early morning shift, which meant that we don't really understand what it's like being in rush hour traffic anymore.
Yeah, it's great.
Those days are like a distant memory. But I just want to say to people listening to the show who are about to hop into the car and drive to wherever you need to be and you deal with Dublin traffic at you know, proper primetime mania. God, I feel for you. No. I had to pick up my boyfriend, Jack, from the airport yesterday and his flight was due in at 5, right? And I'm down Southside. Way down. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, sure, give it a good hour just in case it's going to be busy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I kind of estimated in my head, he lands at 5, give it a 20 past at least. So I said to myself, I'll leave my house at 4:15.
Oh, right? You silly thing.
I'll leave my house at 4:15, it'll be grand. That gives it a good hour. To say I hopped into the car, threw on my Google Maps, the M50 was just not an option.
Yeah.
It was just a red line the entire way. It was estimating an hour and 47 minutes to get to Dublin Airport, which is about 17 kilometres away. So I went through the city. And
went through town, did you?
Well, that was the only option. It was killing, like, knocking about 50,
sometimes going through
50
town
minutes
is
off.
A lot better. And I hate going through town. Because I just feel like Google Maps is pranking
me. Telling me a lie.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But I wanted to get over to the Port Tunnel.
Yeah.
Right? So I was willing to pay all the tolls. I was like, just get me there. This poor lad's going to be standing outside for an hour at this stage. But the time rate this is going. I left my house at 4:15. And I got to Dublin Airport at 6:20.
Oh, my God.
Lads.
Oh, my God.
I actually was, like, getting such road rage, getting so annoyed in the car. Like, there was, like, 3 lanes of traffic, obviously trying to get into the, the toll on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
South side of the bridge.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, you know that it goes from 3 lanes of traffic down to 1.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Over
by
the 3 arena.
Yeah. Over by Ringsend.
Over Ringsend, the Ringsend toll. I swear to God, I was so stressed. You know when you're on the verge of tears because you're like, it's just claustrophobia.
Yeah.
I don't care if we're crawling, but just sitting here watching the light ahead of us go from green to orange to red. No one has moved.
I hate that.
And then green to orange to red.
Oh, fair play.
People behind me holding on the horn. I was like, anyway, listen, serious respect to you. And I was thinking then as well, I was like, it's midterm.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
This should be the good
week. That's on Halloween, though, I suppose. Maybe there was something going on.
What?
No idea.
Something in town that didn't exist.
Yeah, I think we should just move to the north side.
Yeah, much better,
easier,
much better. Anyway, respect to you if that's what's ahead of you today.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Lads, hands down, Halloween on the south side is just different. It's just different.
What do you mean?
So, like, this is obviously my third Halloween on the south side, but I haven't really gone out for it. I haven't done anything. I've just kind of stayed inside, closed the electric gate, you know, hoping that no one comes in trick-or-treating. Because I know sweets to give them. As I said, a few biscuits if someone comes in, because there's no sweets. But yesterday, I said to my housemate Ben, I was like, well, we go for a walk around. Kind of forgetting it was Halloween, because we always go for a walk every night. He's like, yeah, sounds good. So out we walk, and we realised, and I get a text from my friend who lives in Rohini, and he's just like, it's like a world war over here.
Yeah, yeah.
With all the fireworks. And I said, oh God, I realised I was outside, and I was like, that's not much. There's a few like little flashes in the sky or whatever every now and again. Now that did get a lot heavier, but it wasn't anything as bad as it was over in Rohini, right? Apparently it was like a war zone. It was insane.
Honestly, I drove down the M50 last night in the dark, and it just went from bright to dark.
Really?
North side down. I'm not going to lie to you. It was the most incredible light display when you're like driving down from the up on the airport side, and then as you got more outside, I was like, damn, there's some crap down here. Yeah. Great fireworks.
So there wasn't a lot going on until like kind of towards the end of the evening, like maybe about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, fireworks really started down where my area, right? Around Rat Mines and Ranland, stuff like that. We walk out and we walk onto a very, very posh road near my house, right? And it's called the Palmerstown Road, right? And it is posh. You're talking very, very nice houses, right?
And these probably aren't for rent. These are people who own them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time. When I say the amount of people that were around was absolutely insane. It was like being in the movie Hocus Pocus. Like, everyone was trick-or-treating. Like, everyone was trick-or-treating, okay?
Did you almost feel like you were walking into a playground as an adult and you'd no business being there?
I was just kind of like, I was more just observing to, like, see what it was like.
Because,
like, in my time doing trick-or-treating, you're talking bin bags, you're talking the fingernails that were a little bit long, and you're talking a witch's hat, maybe, at a push. Do you know what I mean? And the green makeup and stuff like that. But these costumes were unbelievable. Mm. Like, you were talking blow-up dinosaurs, blow-up aliens. They were really big this year, the costumes that looked like the alien is holding you.
Right, okay, you know what I mean? Yeah, for a little person.
Or the dinosaur is holding you, and things like that. So those were kind of, there was a chicken walking around with sunglasses. It was bizarre. Mm. So the costumes were absolutely insane. There was no bin bags inside. No. Do you know what I mean? And then you went up, I was kind of like walking around the street or whatever, and like these houses have like steps up to them. Do you know what I mean?
They're fancy, fancy.
The fancy, fancy houses. Steps up to them. And the kids were lining up the stairs.
No, they
weren't. Like you see in an American Halloween movie. Wow. Do you know what I mean? Like trick-or-treating, and there comes the next kid up the stairs. It was bizarre.
Imagine if you're that wealthy, the kind of treat you're getting as well.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Oh, yeah.
You probably get the duo bars. We were the star bar duos.
We were talking for the houses that weren't there, like the lights were off, they had bowls with take one, right? Now, the weirdest thing about the South Side is they all only take one. It was so odd.
That is so
I've never experienced it before.
Empty the whole bucket into your bag and leg.
I saw a bucket like that once and it went straight, everything went straight in my bag.
Of course it did.
Do you know what I mean? And then I come over to this really posh area, they're all only taking one. I thought it was insane.
Well, they have to. Mummy and Daddy would be very cross if they did any more than that.
So anyway, we arrived to one of the neighbours' houses and they have their car window open, blaring Halloween music with a skeleton hanging out the side as if it's a passenger.
Who has the time?
They had the house decorated with spiders everywhere. They had a light show. And for some reason, I swear to God, they had a gazebo. I didn't go into the house, so I don't know what was in the gazebo. But they rented a gazebo, especially for the occasion. These people are mad into Halloween.
Stop the world and let me off.
Now, this is where it gets funny, right? Because I live very, very close to a certain celebrity couple. Amy and Brian, right?
The Hoobs.
Now, I don't know if you saw the Hoobs' Instagram, but she bought about €400 worth of sweets. And I was like, where is she going? Apparently, last year, the neighbours of the Hoobs got 815 knocks on their door.
850?
They were counting. 850. So that's where they had to get €400 worth of sweets. And so we were walking by, and so there was a kid who was just walking by with happy with their bag of sweets, and the mom said, No. Why don't we try in here? And me and Ben walked by like, get in there and see what the kitchen is like. What have they done with the landing? Go on, have a look.
Here's Miles Smith.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Kiwira and Birds in the Sky here on Spin 103.8. Morning.
Morning.
Dave, what do you use to wash yourself in the shower?
Do I sound posh? We're saying this a loofah.
Oh, I think loofahs sound posher than they are.
Yeah, they definitely do. But it's not one of them like on a stick or anything. I'm not like 80. Like it's like just a pink loofah. Do you know what I mean? It's just like one of them fluffy things.
Yeah.
And it's only recently starting to get a little bit decrepit because I actually went to like wash my toes like the other day, and I kind of went, my toes went through it and it kind of ripped, and I was like, ugh.
Then it looks real funny looking.
Yeah, not
it?
Great.
Not great looking.
Not great.
Okay.
Time to get a new one, I think.
Well, I would use typically a sponge, and I have one kind of
a
tough
sponge.
It's a little sponge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that.
Have an exfoliating mitt, which is handy for getting off fake tan.
Okay.
That's kind of the two things I'd go between. How often would you replace your loofah?
I've had my loofah for years, I think.
This lad?
Yeah.
Same lad?
No, and this one, I think I replaced it in January because I found an old Christmas present. And I was like, oh, cool, a new loofah. My one's getting a little bit old. But I think I had the previous one for like years.
I'd say, being straight up, my stuff, I'd probably pick up a new sponge if I see them in deals every now and again. So I've probably had my stuff in the running for 4 months.
I don't think I've ever bought a loofah.
Really?
Ever. It's always just given to me. It's for like a Christmas, every 3 years maybe.
Stocking filler.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, here we go. A dermatologist has issued a stark warning.
No, not this again. The last time you did this, I haven't been able to make my bed.
I know. Many of us stick to this kind of similar routine as we shower, but her name is Amana Adele, and she regularly shares her advice on social media. She's got like 350,000 followers on TikTok or something. And here's what she's saying about the ye old loofah.
You will never catch me washing with a loofah. You might think that it's helping your skin get nice and squeaky clean, but wrong.
What? But it has holes in it. Like, how could it possibly get dirty?
This is the thing. And you're cleaning your body with soap.
It's literally
right?
Just string.
My math says, hi, here is sponge. It is getting hot with water. I put soap in it.
Oh,
I wash myself. I wring it out. What's the problem?
These are one of the grossest things out there because they are just sitting there in your shower collecting bacteria, fungus, mold. Then you're literally spreading all of that around the rest of your body. You need to use your hands or a silicone mitt. They are both way more hygienic.
I use a lot more shower gel when I'm using my hands because I'm just like a little bit on, and I'll just the amount I use for my whole body, I'm using on my left leg.
Yeah, or even the upper or my knee.
Yeah, exactly.
And think about it as well, and again, I'm going to go back to the tan thing. That's no good to me using my hands.
No.
Nothing's going to. I need to kind of scrub it off around the ankle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not as satisfying to clean yourself with your hands.
And what
either.
Was the other thing? A silicone.
Silicone mitt. Don't know. That sounds very fancy to me. I looked them up. I actually looked up what a silicone mitt is this morning, and I've never even seen one before,
right,
so
okay.
There you go. A lot of people obviously shocked about this. I've been using the same towel for years, I'm grand, blah blah blah. But she also then says, and this is getting a little bit kind of on the maybe OTT side, but maybe you listening are like, no guys, obviously do this, with regarding your towel usage, and she's suggesting you bring two towels for after your shower, of course, to dry separate parts of your body, right?
All right.
I would never use the same towel that I use to dry my groin and my feet to dry the rest of my body, especially not my face. Because honestly, that is the easiest way to spread a fungal infection if you have one.
Yeah, that's why you do the face first.
Exactly.
Tick.
The first thing I do when I get out of the shower is I like
dry your face.
I want to be able to see what's going on.
And then
in the world.
Your torso, and then your legs, and then your feet, and then your hair,
and then your bum
then
crack.
Do the bum.
Yeah, then you do your bum.
John,
and then you do a little shimmy down the back.
Yes, oh, exactly. Do a little floss between your legs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I would say as well. And the thing about it is too, as a girl with long hair, sometimes if I'm staying with a friend or whatever, or if I'm in a hotel, say, and you're staying with even I'm staying with my boyfriend or whatever, there's always two towels provided. And I'm like, I already need two because I need one for my hair or else this place is going to turn into a lake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe that what you're saying here, because the towels are going to keep that stuff on. So what you say where you dry your bum with is going to be what's there the next time when you do your face. So
you have to remember the areas.
No, I have two towels, one for the hair and face,
yeah,
and then the rest, and then a second towel for the body.
Who has the time or the money or the energy?
What?
Yeah, I have two towels.
And how often do you wash them? I thought so.
When they start smelling.
Yeah.
Do you actually have two?
Two towels.
Are we gross?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's really scary.
I've heard that before. Okay, yeah. We'll get on it. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yo. It spins fully charged, recharged. Addison Rae, Diet Pepsi, you're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling, and all this week on the show. We want you to get your skates on. We've got tons of family ice skating passes to give away, all the thanks to onice.ie. And I'm proud of Sponge now because Halloween is over, so let's just get into it.
Yeah,
properly.
For sure. Go skating at Dundrum or Swords on Ice or visit one of their many ice rinks across the country. This is onice.ie. That's where you can get your tickets if you want to, but you can also win them right here. We got family passes, 4 tickets per winner to give away. All you got to do is answer a very short question.
Let's get cracking. cracking.
Let's do it.
Get rid of these.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Michael. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. Good morning.
What's up, Michael?
Good morning.
Any plans for the weekend?
No.
Keeping it nice
cool.
and chill. Great. Okay. We'd love to get you sorted with a family pass for onice.ie. You got to answer this very short question, though. Answer this for me. All I want for Christmas is what?
You.
Well done.
Beautifully done, Michael.
Spot on. You should be a singer. You've just won yourself that family pass on onice.ie. Have a great day doing nothing this weekend as well.
Bye.
See you too, guys. See you.
Hey, Lisa, we're looking for you and your number ends in 94.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Tis ourselves. How's yourself?
Oh, my God. Hello. Good morning. Happy 1st of November.
Happy 1st of November to you. What are you at for the day?
I'm just heading to the gym.
Oh, very good.
That's
fair
where
play
the energy's
you.
Coming from.
I like it. All right, Lisa, here's your question. Slippy, wintry stuff.
Ice?
Yes, spot on.
Yes.
That was a tough one. You've got that family pass on ice.
Oh, my God.
Have a great day.
Oh, my God, I manifested this. Thank you. Make my 1st of November so good. Oh, it's going to go the rest of the way for this month. I feel it.
Well, it worked. So you should probably manifest something a lot better.
I will. Hopefully that 40 grand I heard you talking about a minute ago.
Bye.
Good luck.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Looking for you, Mark, and your number ends in 89. Mark, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good stuff. Anything going on for the weekend? You keeping it quiet?
I'm keeping it quiet.
Okay. Very nice.
Answer this very short question for us for your chance to win this family pass. Christmas food, mince what?
Pie.
Lovely.
Sure. Spot on. You've just got that family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations, Mark. Have a great
Cheers,
day.
Cheers. Great. Thank you so much.
Good
you
luck.
Too. One more.
And that's it. Forever.
Hello.
Hiya, Daniel. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Daniel? How are you?
Not so bad. What's the crack? He's in it as well.
We're very, very well. How are you? Are you in good form? Are you busy today?
Yeah, well, I've started work. I have 6 just in security here in Balbriggan. So, yeah, living my best life.
Fair play, Daniel. All right, let's see if we can get you that family pass. You're the last player of the day. And you know what that means? You got to answer a very short question. That question is, make a turkey noise.
Gobble. That was the best one of the week.
That was fantastic. You've just got that family pass on ice.ie. Congratulations, Daniel.
I appreciate that, guys. He's a legend. Thanking you.
Legend. Thanks, Daniel. Have a great day.
Weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Job done,
but I have one issue with onice.ie. I think we need one more family pass, and that is for our family, as in me, you and Aisling, and producer Callum
Did
as well.
You actually just call us a family?
Yes, we're a family.
What's happened to you?
I've become real corporate. I've been doing a course, management course. No, I haven't. But I think we should all go ice skating, because you said you've never been.
No, I have, and I'm terrible at it, so I haven't. I can't.
Oh, you haven't been in a while then?
I haven't been since I was about 17.
It's 17? Oh, well, then you're fine. I'll teach you.
I won't be any good at it, then.
I'd say you'd be great. Me and I'll hold one hand, Aisling can hold the other.
No, I see, I didn't. Last time I went ice skating, I just hung on to the, I just clung on to the sides and like.
Perfect. We'll get you a penguin.
Maybe, yeah. I actually will go. I would absolutely go, but I can't do it.
We're getting nice hot chocolate as well. Be on Christmas.
Yeah, okay, fine. Let's do it.
Fine.
Do you have another one?
Also, what?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. Good morning, Calvin
morning.
Harris and Rag and Bone Man there. I've just, in my mind, in the last 30 seconds, thought of something. Just imagine it. Free arena, on stage, singing one song together. Rag and Bone Man.
Sure.
Teddy Swims.
Okay.
And Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the power of those three deep voices together? It would be absolutely incredible. When I think of Rag and Bone Man, I think similar vocal Teddy Swims.
Mm.
And then when I think Teddy Swims, I think deeper vocal Dermot Kennedy.
They're also very alike.
But can you imagine the two of them?
But Dermot Kennedy, I don't know if Dermot Kennedy would add much to it.
Oh, his songs come from
just,
like...
If we just get a beluga whale, like we don't have to get Dermot.
He does.
Probably a lot more
he can
cheap.
Go so low.
Do it again.
We used to be giants.
But obviously way better than that. But it comes from way down
Dory
there.
Dory's talking to the whale.
But Kennedy is deep at all.
I don't think he's deep at all.
What are you talking about?
He's a giant.
He does, like that's all he does.
No, he doesn't, he goes,
Do you remember Dory trying to talk to the whale in Finding Nemo?
Hello.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello there, how are you?
Good morning, happy Friday.
Happy the start of Christmas coming out the yin-yang now that Halloween is over.
What is this yin-yang you're always talking about?
It comes out of everywhere, the shops, the TV, the radio ads, everywhere, yin-yang.
Is the yin-yang in the room with us?
Oh God, it's Callum, yeah.
Oh right, okay.
Callum is yin-yang.
Very good.
I don't know, it's hard to explain, but he gives me yin-yang vibes.
Okay.
This is a very strange thing. I'm 31 years of age and I...
Sorry to hear.
Sorry, the girl you're seeing is 32.
So. She is not. She's 31. She's 32 in December.
Okay, but she's older than me, so relax.
Yeah, you're still so old.
But anyway, I had to do a bit of a clear out of runners the other day because I'm a devil for being like, I need to keep my runners forever. But the strangest thing, I'm 31 and my feet are after getting bigger, right? I've always, always been a size 5. If it's a Converse, maybe a 5.5, okay. Right? And I've been wearing these runners for years, hence why I was like, maybe I need to throw these out because they literally don't fit me anymore. I am no longer a size 5. So I had to, on the back of that clear out, I now I'm like in control of things. Now it's like probably need. I have like 2 pairs of running shoes, 1 casual running pair. They're the red Adidas. And like, you know, sometimes you can't be wearing red with everything. So sure. I was like, I need to get like a day-to-day pair. So I went yesterday to get some. I am a 6.
Oh.
Now. A 6 to me is a large-footed lady. No offence, gal. Aisling's a size 8. She has hooves.
Aisling's a size 8?
Aisling has hooves.
No, she's
yes,
not.
Yes, she does.
She has tiny feet.
All of a sudden, my feet have gotten bigger, and this is the sad part. I don't know where the weight is moving from and to, but my boobs have gotten smaller.
Ah, so there you go. That's the problem.
That's
they fall.
That's what's happening.
It's
they
fallen.
Fell down.
They fell down.
Shut up. They haven't fallen to my toes yet. But I went to buy a bra the other day and I brought it home and it's the size I've been wearing since I was like 17. Too small.
Oh my God.
There's like, as in my boobs are like here, there's a massive gap and there's the bra.
Yeah.
It's the strangest
this
thing.
This is not good. This is like the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Boobs have
getting
fallen
smaller and feet getting larger.
Figuratively.
This is bad.
Anyway, it's all downhill from here, guys.
Lovely.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hit Radio Live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Time to give someone a call because this is the draw that we are doing on the, I want to say the 8th of November.
Correcto.
Yeah, this is happening on the 23rd of November, this Hits Radio Live thing where we are playing Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keen DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit, Rita Ora. They're all performing. Once you hear one of them artists being played on Spin, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word hits to 0877 11 103 8, and someone did that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to get you over to Manchester with your return flights, your transfers, your bed and breakfast in a 4-star Manchester hotel as well. So you'll have a great time. One for the memory box. You got to be the, over the age of 18 to enter the Spin Network competition. Full terms on the website. So as Dave said, let's get someone else into that big draw. Hiya, Paula. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you this morning?
What's up, Paula?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Good. Have you ever seen Teddy Swims live before?
No, I haven't. And I've actually been buzzing the same that I come over here, but I don't think I'll get tickets.
Yeah. He's sold out, yeah, isn't he?
I'm sold out, yeah.
Well, we have to ask the question, which Hits Radio Live star did you hear play on Spin there?
It was Teddy Swims.
And do you know the song?
No, I actually don't.
It wasn't the window.
I'm only off a night shift.
Fair.
Open.
Paula, okay. We'll help you out with that one. It was called The Door, and he's absolutely incredible. So I think you, if you do get this prize, you would absolutely love seeing him live. Congratulations. You are in that draw for Hits Radio Live.
Oh, my God. Lovely. Thank you so much.
You're so
now,
welcome.
Go and get yourself into bed.
I appreciate it.
Have a good sleep definitely. So you can enjoy your Friday night. See you, Paula.
Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And Emma, David, Aisling with you on Spin. Aisling back from Mexico on Monday.
Woo! Yeah, I was going to think she's very quiet, isn't she?
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks. I thought Halloween was over.
Right.
And I've just realised, I've gone into my group chat with my mates, and I've just realised that I agreed to a Halloween movie night this day next week.
Sorry.
I'm like, we're halfway into Christmas then.
I don't understand. Why would they do it at that time?
Obviously, no one was free the other dates. But so they want to do it next Friday. And they've just put in like a poll of what the movies are. Now, last time we did this, the movie was Hocus Pocus 2.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'd be happy with that.
So would I. Mm. That's not on the list this time. Which horror movie to watch? And you have to choose one.
Are they all really scary?
Hereditary.
Never heard of it.
Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Insidious. Hmm. Midsommar, which I've never seen, but it sounds like a scary movie.
Even just the word insidious makes scary.
Sinister, The Omen, Terrifier, Conjuring. What in God? Why can't we just watch Hocus Pocus 2? What is with scary people, scary movies? I don't. I will never understand scary movies. I will never understand
why people watch them.
Going to a movie night to watch one as a group, because then you're just outing yourself as being someone who's terrified of scary movies.
No, honestly, last night my boyfriend Jack was over and we were like, we watched something scary.
What?
It's Halloween. And then I immediately was like, oh God, I actually really don't want to. Can we watch New Girl?
Yeah, yeah. Good show. We could watch Halloween episodes of TV shows.
Yes.
Like the Simpsons Halloween episodes, Simpsons Halloween specials are great.
The Friends Halloween specials,
yes,
are great. They're really fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we should be watching.
Do you know what else is a really good Halloween special?
Go on.
New Girl.
New Girl does
they
it?
They do it every time, in every season.
Oh, it's
there's
same
loads to work with there.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's another good one. See, that's what we should be watching. We should watch, if you insist on a Halloween, like, watching thing, then it should be themed episodes of something funny.
I think the biggest question mark over this whole story is why it's happening next week.
I know. I honestly might suggest that we watch The Santa Claus.
You know what you should do? Put in a new poll and list all the Christmas movies you should watch instead.
I much prefer that.
Elf.
Let's do that.
Amen.
Yeah.
So it's coming up to the end of the year, and I do feel it's a little bit slightly premature to have, for Collins Dictionary to have called their word of the year.
Already?
Because it's brat, right?
Okay.
No surprise that brat is the word of the year. But when you think about the fact that we've a full 2 months left to go and brat kind of came in this big thing of a few months of the summer.
And then it's kind of gone.
There's a potential for another. Yeah, I think people will always say that's brat, but I think it's dated.
Also, I have never heard someone in person say, oh, that's brat.
No, very American, I think.
It's very American.
But that's what they've gone with. Collins Dictionary have called the word brat the word of the year, just in case you don't know. I'm sure you do, though. Inspired by the Charlie XCX album. It was much used over the summer. It was very culturally kind of significant
in a
way that it was all about being a bit messier as a girl and not, wearing no bra. It's very hard to... It's kind of a vibe of just not being perfect.
Do your own thing.
And doing your own thing, exactly. And doing that unashamedly and being proud as punch of being brat. And brat summer very much established itself as an aesthetic and as a way of life. Dave, you are chronically online.
I am.
You are someone who spends a lot of time online between Twitter and TikTok in particular. So I'd like to talk you through some of the other words of the year.
Okay.
And if they made the shortlist.
Or not.
If they did not. All right.
Okay.
And I think there's no one more qualified to go through this than you,
That's true, to be honest.
So no pressure. So number one, did yeet make the shortlist for Collins Dictionary word of the year or not?
Yeet? No, I don't think it did, because I think that was like last year and it was Pete Davidson and Timothy Chalamet singing a song on SNL. Yeet, yeet, skirt, skirt, yeet, yeet.
You know, see what I mean, you listening? No one better qualified for this than him. Yeet meaning to throw something really far is the definition.
Yeet.
Not make the shortlist. What about this one? Era.
Era. In your hot girl era. In your brat era.
You also have, obviously, Taylor Swift.
In your, yeah.
The era store. I mean, the girly quiz era.
Yeah, the girly quiz era. I think yes. I think it's this. I think potentially.
Are you saying yes?
Yes. Yes, thank God.
A period that would make of one's sense. Life or career that is of distinctive character. I mean, era.
I love
is
the word
be
era.
Addiction, but it's been around forever.
Yeah,
as a dictionary defining word.
Yes,
like, you know.
No, I know, but it's kind of more used in slang now, which I kind of really like.
It is, yeah. Okay, what about slaps?
That's slaps. No, that's too old. I think that's. I feel like that's maybe 2 years, 3 years old. Maybe, like that song slaps is. Yeah, no, that'd be cringe. It's not in it. Yeah.
A descriptive word to exclaim that something is so good that you can't help but enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's a bit old. Like, it's from like a couple of years ago.
What do we do every morning on the show? We do a lot of yapping.
We do a lot of yapping.
Yapping make the shortlist.
Yapping is 100% on that list.
But
it has
think
to be.
Yapping has been around forever.
It has, but
like it's not a new thing.
I know.
Like, I was described in school as a bit of a yapper.
Yeah, but you're not a yapper anymore. You're a yap, is what you are. And it's just like someone who talks a lot.
You're right.
It's on the list, baby. Let's go. 4 for 4.
talking at length, but especially about inconsequential matters. That's apparently the definition these days.
We are yaps.
Okay, be careful and don't turn off your radio. This is fine. This is a word now that has other meanings.
God, what are you going to say?
Raw dogging.
100% has to be on that list.
Why do you say that?
Because what's come to like kind of real
fruition.
Yeah, fruition. Popular. Or what's become real popular recently is raw dog in a flight, where you just stare into the abyss for the entire flight. You don't use your phone, you don't eat, you don't drink water, and you don't talk to anyone. You listen to no music, nothing like that.
Don't
and that's
watch
raw dog in a flight. And that became a real popular thing on TikTok for a while. So raw dogging is 100% on that list.
Wow. I'd say Collins are like the people dealing with it. What on earth is this making its way onto the shortlist? That again is the act of undertaking an activity without preparation, support or equipment. So spot on.
Very
clearly.
Nice.
Dave, what about the word drip?
The word drip?
Drip.
The word drip, I don't think it's on the list.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. I think it's quite a personal word. I don't think I see a lot of other people using it. Like, I would use, like, someone, I'd call someone a drip, like, if I'd also call them a melt. But I think it's a very personal word, and I haven't heard a lot of other people using it.
Oh, sorry.
It.
In Ireland, we'd use the word drip as in, oh, he's such a drip, or
such
whatever.
A drip. Like, they're boring.
Well,
you know,
you are right that it didn't make the list.
Yes.
In this case, it's like, you know, drip, 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 drip. It's kind of a rap thing.
Oh,
it's
as
like,
in your clothes.
Your clothes are looking great.
Oh, your drip.
But it didn't make the list.
Yeah, yeah. It's also too old. Yeah.
What about shook?
Shook. Oh, now this one I'm stuck on. I'm shook. I think it's a bit old.
I'm shooked a bit, lads.
I think it's a bit old for this year. It wasn't really used online much. I'm shook being like...
The most qualified person to say it wasn't used very online much, like
yeah,
you would know.
I am going to say that it wasn't on the list. And I want that to be... I really, really hope I'm right, but I don't think shook is on the list.
You're correct.
Yeah!
Last one.
Okay, go on.
Delulu.
Delulu.
Come on, you've gotten them all correct so far. Can you make it...
Can I do it? 8 for 8 or 7 for 7, whatever it's been. Delulu, being delirious, is on the list.
What? That's been around forever.
Is it on the list?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Delulu. Man, you need to go and smell the flowers.
Get offline.
Get off your phone. That was so good. Well done. Ready to go. It's showtime. Funny time to Emma, Dave and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello there.
Good morning.
It's the weekend again. You always kind of have this false sense of security, I think, on the Friday after a bank holiday weekend. You're going into another one.
I know.
And you're like, oh no.
It also doesn't feel like a Friday.
It doesn't. No, it was a
very,
quick
very
week.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very quick week. I know it is November 1st and we are done with Halloween. Okay, we're finished. This is the last bit of Halloween content you will hear from us. Having said that, that might be the last bit of Halloween content I ever do. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. I'm finitoed. Done.
Why?
Well, yesterday in work, we had a costume competition.
Mm.
Who could dress up the best? And me and my housemate Ben decided to dress up as each other.
I have to say, some people in this building went to serious lengths. Bearing in mind, the Halloween competition was announced the night before.
The night before.
So people didn't have a huge amount of time to get this ready. I obviously was sitting it out from the get-go. But there was a lovely prize, so there's a bit of competitiveness around.
Yeah, there was a hotel breakaway.
And if you guys don't win, then I'm getting into full conspiracy theory mode in this building.
Well, this is
that was
right.
One of the funniest things I have ever seen.
So me and Ben are obviously incredibly different. I like to wear kind of like
hoodies
like that have brands on them, and I also wear like, you know, the cargo pants, and I wear the Air Force ones. That's just my outfit all the time.
I could dress him as a caricature like that. I'd know exactly what to put him in.
Exactly. And Ben wears jeans from Penny's. And he wears...
You don't need to call out that they're from Penny's.
And he wears Converse and he wears Aran jumpers.
Yeah, right? Like proper West of Ireland.
Yeah,
and
West of
very
Ireland.
Notable, massive pair of glasses.
He does, exactly, yeah. So we decided to dress up as each other. And I think we looked absolutely fantastic. We got so many laughs throughout the office.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant,
to the point where the boss was like, well done, lads. Well done. He thought it was brilliant.
I was sitting at my desk typing away, doing my bits. Dave disappeared. And in walks Dave. I could feel the energy because of the foot, right? The footwork, it was like...
That's how I walk, isn't it?
Kind of slouchy way that Dave throws himself around and threw himself down on the chair beside me as per usual, kind of slouching back in the chair, dossing on his phone. And I looked over being like, oh, there's Dave. He's back from the bathroom. And it was Ben. Ben had not only dressed like you, he was mimicking you. It was actually really trippy. I was like, ah!
That's so funny.
So weird. And then in walked Dave, like doing Ben's walk, which is much more graceful with the glasses on and off.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
So... then we, you know, we were all happy. We showed everyone. We showed the judges. Everyone was happy. Like, ah, very good, lads. And then we got the email later on. Third place to go to Russell, who put on a jacket and went as Moodank the hippo that everyone's talking about.
Not much effort.
He literally
there,
put on a jacket. Second place was Connor, the spin social guy. Right, he had a Celtic jersey and he painted his face like a tiger. He went as the Celtic
very
tiger.
Very dated Halloween costume.
Very
Connor.
Dated.
Not cool.
And first place went to Shauna, who dressed up as the bear from the chef from the Bear. So Shauna, I hope you enjoy your hotel stay. You know, I hope it makes you feel very happy. Dear Lord, what a sad little life. Someone on Reddit is calling out a company, a certain Swedish furniture company. I'm, of course, talking about, you know, friends of the show. People who let us do a show from their Ballymun shop. It is IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
The person who wrote in the Reddit thread is called Banana Bum 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 Bum.
And legitimate straight away.
Yep. And he wrote on the official IKEA Reddit thread, I received a delivery today and the logo on my box smells of meatballs. Really? On the box saying there's a note on the box saying it shouldn't, but it 100% does. So I was like, that's weird. Other people then started posting as well. I seen a post here about someone's IKEA box smelling of meatballs and can confirm they do. I got my order this morning. The first thing I did was sniff the logo and it stinks of meatballs.
No way.
Right? Another person, what did they say? They said, I received an order from IKEA this morning and the logo on the box it comes in absolutely stinks of meatballs. Has anyone else had this happen? There is a note inside saying it shouldn't, but mine 100% does.
If there's so why would they put a note inside if they...
like, what a weird note.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, this shouldn't smell like meatballs.
Yeah.
I want to start giving people that note to myself, like for myself. Just, hey, I shouldn't smell like meatballs.
Some people actually go to IKEA specifically for their meatballs.
They
They're famous
do.
For their furniture. They're famous for their canteen.
I'm pretty sure producer Callum went there a couple of weeks ago.
For the meatballs.
Just for the meatballs.
Yeah, me and Jess were up to nothing. So I was like, well, we go to IKEA
for lunch.
The meatballs, yes. And then the 85 cent hot dog at the end.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. 85 cent.
Yeah.
Nice one.
You had like 17 of them.
Well, IKEA have went and released a statement, okay? And they just, in a big yellow square, they wrote the delivery box situation. Over the last 24 hours, this is on their Instagram, by the way. Over the last 24 hours, we've seen rumours circulating online that the logos on some of our delivery boxes smell of meatballs. Please note this is implausible, as our delivery boxes and our meatballs are produced in completely separate locations. Thank you from IKEA. That was actually on TikTok that they posted that, right? They didn't just leave it there. They've decided to post about it again. And I'm like, this is where I'm starting to think this is a marketing thing.
I think straight away you're giving up the gig by including a note that's saying this shouldn't smell like meatballs. Because if you see that note, you're going to go and have a sniff.
Yeah, it's the first thing I do.
Yeah.
But they released another thing. And they said, we received reports that the logo on some of our delivery boxes smell of IKEA meatballs. In the event your box smells of meatballs, here's what you can do. Right? And there's a guide list. Double check your delivery box logo. If you think you smell something on your IKEA delivery box logo, you don't. But definitely try scratching or rubbing it to make sure there's nothing there. I love that. If you smell something, no, you don't. Shut up. It's excellent. It's just completely gaslighting and I'm a big fan of it. Check your surroundings is point number two. A meatball smell may be coming from another origin. check your
maybe
unboxing.
Maybe you're cooking some.
Yeah, exactly. Check your unboxing location for actual IKEA meatballs in the vicinity. I like it. Three. If you start to salivate, remember this is a normal human response to appetizing sights or scents. Do not panic. Number four, do not attempt to eat the box. While the logo on the box may smell delicious, we recommend not trying to gnaw at the cardboard. Alert us via social media.
Right.
So tweet about it.
I know what's happening.
Facebook
here.
It. Now, they say, sharing your potential meatball smelling experience may help other confused smellers to process their own thoughts and feelings. Please tag us at IKEA UK and use the hashtag IKEA Meatball. And I thought, well, there it is.
Sorry, whoever that person is getting a pay rise. I'm just thinking as well, for it to get online attention, it must be a significant amount of boxes that smell like meatballs.
It's an absolutely...
Because, you know, they did like, let's throw five, have them stinking their meatballs and see what comes back to us.
Yeah.
Like, for the kind of level of selling they do, it must be significant how many boxes they have smelling meatballs.
And all it makes me want to do is order something from IKEA to smell the box. Like, this is a genius marketing thing. Like, absolutely fantastic. Whoever did it, hats off. Amazing.
Can we hire whoever did that?
Be honestly, yeah. Lucy's not really working out. We love you, Lucy. We're joking.
That is unbelievably smart. I love that. What would
Very
we
clever.
We should send out our merch smelling Dave's armpit. And just see what
it
happens.
Shouldn't.
IMC Cinema Pass is stinking at Dave's armpits. Let's get sexy for a sec, because People magazine seem to be kind of the go-to for these awards they tend to put out. Sexiest Men Awards.
Oh, yeah.
The categories have expanded quite a bit, it seems, this year. And they pull in huge voting numbers on their website.
Really?
For this.
Who cares?
I know. People are weird. Nearly 350,000 votes were cast in this year's poll alone. But as I said, it's not just who looks the best. They go into kind of categories on this, okay? So they have, like, for example, sexiest handyman, sexiest...
What is it, like, Fix a Felix from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah,
like,
that's the kind of vibe.
Right, okay.
They have, like, sexiest long married star.
What?
So someone who's been married for ages versus, say, Justin and Haley or whatever, right?
Tom Hanks.
They have sexiest summer action star. So, for example, Ken or Ryan Gosling was in there, okay? They have sexiest dog dad, which is Max Greenfield, a.k.a. Schmidt.
Very good.
They have another category called Makes Brat Look Sexiest, and that's Joe Jonas. And they say their reasoning for this, the exact definition of brat was hard to pin down, but Joe Jonas's sassy social media presence, cheeky attitude, and take on Charlie XCX's Apple Dance earned him the most votes in the category.
Sorry, Joe Jonas is the plainest man alive.
Apparently, in no way hell is he a cheeky guy. I think there was better brats in there, because in that category, who didn't win were Barry Keoghan and Troye Sivan.
Barry Keoghan is the most brat man alive.
So is Troye Sivan.
I don't know much about him, but that's ridiculous.
Other categories, sexiest tattoo, sexiest first-time dad, right?
Okay.
So that was Robert Pattinson. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's in that category too.
Yeah, Justin's not really that sexy anymore, I feel. I fear.
Then there's also sexiest podcast hosts.
Call Me Daddy?
No, it's all lads, of course. So this time it went to the Kelce brothers, naturally, Travis Kelce and his brother.
No, that's brilliant. That's a good shout.
But there were, to me, some very obvious categories that were left out. These are things that I personally find sexy, that I think should be included should be kind of praised more publicly.
Go ahead.
So, sexiest man who says they're going to do something and actually do it.
Okay, so you're not talking celebrities.
And just in general, right? Just to include them in your categories. Sexiest hands.
Yeah, sexiest hands is a good one.
I'm a big fan of men's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of hair on there.
I was going to ask, what are you looking for?
Large hand.
Hairy fingers. Hairy knuckles?
I'd have no issue with the hairy knuckles.
Really?
Not too hairy.
That's gross.
But a bit of life going on.
Does my hairless hand just disgust you?
It doesn't disgust me, but I wouldn't vote for it.
It's just too dainty.
I would say sexiest reversing a car position.
I can reverse a car and I love reversing a car.
With the lady in the front seat.
Oh, I feel so sexy.
Hand around the partner. Yeah. Good Jesus. sexiest good texter.
Yeah.
You'd probably get a vote for me on that. You are a really good texter.
I'm just always on my phone.
Sexiest cuticles that have been pushed back.
And now I always look at my cuticles and I go, the actual state of them. Thank God we don't put attractiveness down to cuticles, because God.
Callum's a great lad for pushing back his cuticles. You can see that they're very well kept. Yeah, good man. You do an old shove there with the nails.
I've never done nothing. I don't touch my nails at all. Well, I bite them.
A man who pushes back his cuticles gets a vote for me. Sexiest chopping board abilities.
I've just started to learn how to do chopping board properly in my cookery.
Now, if you can dice a carrot or something like that, that's hot as hell.
I can cut an onion without crying now.
Oh,
yeah.
Sexiest morning voice has to be in there.
Oh yeah.
Sexiest glasses wearer. Sexiest vocabulary usage.
This is just her English boyfriend. Glasses, accent, the morning voice, everything.
Sexiest bags under the eyes. Someone's really tired and some lads can really put it off. As a girl, I can't put it off. I just look gross.
There is something hot about that dead look. You know what I mean? That kind of like you're looking at someone who's gone.
Are you with us, sir? I don't know, but you look great.
We're not doing it. Yeah. Well done. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You wanted to, but
it's really hard. It was kind of coming out there and I had to really stop myself. I can't deal with the abuse I'd get on a Friday. Trying to look forward to
We're talking
to the
about singing over the thing we were told not to sing anymore.
Yeah. One more. This is One More Tune. Once a week, myself, David Ashling, go head to head and we pick a song that we love and hope that you love it too. If the song gets enough votes, the winner will launch the weekend on Spain just before 10 o'clock this morning. So all your votes really mean a lot to us, so please get behind the song
really
you love. All right? I have gone for this. It's a song I hadn't in ages. Popped up on my Spotify during the week and I went, oh yeah. And you deserve it. The way you work it. Cause girl, you earn kind of from the vault of old weekend stuff that was a lot more sexy than it is dancey these days. If you fancy a bit of the weekend and earned it on your airwaves very shortly, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
I'll give you that. It is sexy. However, let's speed it up. Going into the weekend like that, that'll be decent. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes is my choice. If you'd like it to play as the last song of the show to kick off the weekend, it's Dave in a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038.
Aisling is in Mexico. She's back on the show on Monday, but she's left us this.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Por favor, gracias. I come to you from Mexico, and I have chosen a song that is huge over here right now. My James Blunt crusade continues. Let's get it on. This is about the last song from Back to Bedlam that I could possibly play for one more tune, and it's called High. Let's do it. Do it for James. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Do it for Mexico.
It's funny to know, isn't it, that Aisling left the show 2 weeks ago when we were all excited about James Blunt re-releasing his album Back to Bedlam. But we've all kind of forgotten about
that. That kind of died, didn't
and
it?
And moved on. But she's still sticking to her guns on this.
I would love Aisling to come back for us to tell her for 3 weeks in a row she came in last place.
Totally. That's potentially going to happen again this morning. So I've gone for The Weeknd and his song Earned It. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Panic at the Disco and their song High Hopes. That's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
Aisling's gone for James Blunt and High. Yeah, cool. That's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coming up on 9:45 on a Friday, that means one thing and one thing only. Producer Callum.
Here I am, and what a week it's been. Spooky season is over. Aisling's returning home from her holidays.
Yay.
And it's only 54 days until we eat so much turkey we explode.
Woo.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And it was a short week, but I still managed to find stuff.
I'm sure you did.
I'm not too sure Emma will have a boyfriend for much longer after this faux pas earlier in the week.
The other day, my boyfriend Alex spent all of our... Alex!
What happened there? Let's...
Alex!
Let's dissect that.
I'm so used to hearing Aisling say my boyfriend Alex that I don't know. That just came out of nowhere. That's
Jack
bizarre.
Is your boyfriend.
I know! Jack. His name is Jack. That's Jack. Hilarious. That is the most bizarre thing
That was
ever.
So weird.
Yeah,
it's my boyfriend Alex. I always hear my boyfriend Alex, my girlfriend Jess, and then I'm just so used to
there
that.
There was no hesitation whatsoever. It was just my boyfriend Alex.
She's going to love that when she gets home.
She will.
If you start calling him Alex at home, then that's when you need to stop.
Therapy.
I can only apologise if you feel like you've gotten stupider after listening to our show this week.
L in the chat, Riz. Yat. Rizzler. Skibbity toilet.
Picking out your yat with a Rizzler. You're so skibbity.
Yeah, it was brain rot central.
Oh, God. That was awful. I'm so sorry.
We played a clip from Bruce Almighty in our movie guessing game, and true to form, Emma had no clue on what was going on.
Do you want another clue? Can I give her another clue?
Yeah, go.
I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl.
I wrote Madagascar. Is there not a real fun little lad who says things like that?
That's, I like to move it, move it.
I like to move it.
I sound so stupid.
Oh, that was so funny.
And finally, we had the shortest ever game of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down yesterday.
Name any TV channel.
RTE1.
And I have written down RTE1. I swear on my life, look at my sheet. And then the second question, it was name an English-speaking country, America. And I wrote down America. Goodbye.
Dave, you're off for the next couple of days.
I'm here Monday and Tuesday.
But for the next couple of games of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down, so
you're
going to have to leave us something.
Oh, I will, don't worry.
Down.
We can't have that game not be played.
Absolutely.
And we can't have it Don't Be the Same Thing that Aisling's written down.
No, God. Don't say the same thing that Aisling's written
don't
down.
Don't say the same thing that Emma's written down.
No, see, it doesn't work with the syntax. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Just Dave. I've been producer Callum, and they have been your worst bits of this very week.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Hey, it's your very last chance to vote in this, and it looks like the votes are very tight, so please back the song you want to hear in full momentarily.
And you deserve it.
This is my my pick. It's The Weeknd and Earned It. Come on, get a bit of sexy back on the radio. Emma to 087 711 1038 to hear The Weeknd.
Nothing says sexy like emo music. And it's good vibes. Panic at the Disco to kick off your Friday. It's called High Hopes. Dave in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Very good. Yeah, Aisling still on the L. James Blunt. Getting her nowhere so far. Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 if you'd like to hear James Blunt and Hi. Very last chance to vote. The Weeknd versus Panic at the Disco versus James Blunt. What will it be?
I've won 3 weeks in a row, just saying.
I'm so sick of it. Emma, Dave or Aisling, please. In the meantime, producer Callum, the results of one more tune, por favor.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Aisling went for some James Blunt muck and came dead last with 19%.
3 weeks in a row.
So is Dave going to get four wins in a row, or is Emma going to steal it? Well, I can reveal with 54% of the vote, absolutely stormed it this morning.
The winner is...
Oh, no!
Emma Nolan. Dave, you only got 27%.
Boo!
You know what you do, listening? Go have a sexy weekend for you. Catch you on Monday. Here is The Weeknd and Earned It. Bye-bye.
See ya.
You make it look like it's magic.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.